Learn what these foods are and what they are doing to you by going to killerfood35.com. That's killerfood35.com.
Campaigning in New Orleans for fellow Republican John Kennedy in his bid for the Senate in next weekend's runoff election, Vice President-elect Mike Pence touched on President-elect Donald Trump and his plans for the future.
When he takes office, we'll rebuild our military. We will suspend immigration from nations compromised by terrorism, and we will hunt down and destroy ISIS at its source.
Meanwhile, the man accused of vandalizing Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is due in court on Monday. James Lambert Otis entered a not guilty plea in connection with the October 26th incident. Otis is accused of using a pickaxe and sledgehammer to destroy that star. The 52-year-old defendant claimed the vandalism was an act of political protest. Otis faces up to 3 years in jail if convicted. Finally, the Navy has christened its newest attack submarine, a $2.7 billion vessel named for the state of Colorado. Annie Mabus smashed a bottle of sparkling wine from a Denver vineyard against the Navy's newest attack submarine. She joined her father, Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus, and others at today's ceremony at Electric Boat Shipyard in Groton, Connecticut. Construction of the Colorado began in March of 2012. That is the latest news for USA Radio News. I'm Jules McKinney.
Unexpected reactions to...
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to Guitar Center.
He's all night, he's going great against us, going to center ice. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And... no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the world's most beautiful city, Taco Man Radio is on the air. I am the Taco Man, of course, live from San Francisco, California, Sports Byline Studios. Zach Attack, Young is with me. We've got open phone lines around the world. You can join us at your peril or your risk, but it's toll-free. Your call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-759. And when I say at your own risk, the reason why I say this is if you call and you're a doofus, you're probably going to get slammed around. Bottom line is we're talking sports, comedy, some social issues as well next hour, of course. Talking the NFL, our big picks for week number 11. Week number 11, Zach, are we 11 weeks into the NFL season already?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that. I mean, you really wouldn't have thought that it would be at week 11.
And the surprise is the Oakland Raiders, 8-2, baby. No doubt about that. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. On the other side of the break, we'll hear about the great Ted Williams, right? The last man to hit over 400 for Major League Baseball. You're tuned to Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man.
Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations. iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Taco Man Radio and Sports Byline Broadcast Network present the greatest athletes in sports history. Here's Zach Young.
All right, tonight we got Ted Williams, an MLB player, of course, for the Boston Red Sox. Ted Williams is most notable for being a hitter, and of course he was the last hitter to hit over 400 average.
In the sea of green bleachers just beyond Fenway's right field, one red seat stands alone. During the second game of a doubleheader on June 9, 1946, Ted Williams launched a Fred Hutchinson offering deep into the afternoon sun.
And that ball just kept going, and I remember it went up 38 rows in the right field, and I don't think a ball's ever been hit any further in right field since I've been here than 38 rows, and the reason I know it was the 38th row is because he took a picture of a fella hit a guy in a straw hat up there and broke his straw hat.
That hat belonged to Joseph Boucher, who was sitting 502 feet from home plate. Though the wood bleachers Boucher was sitting on were later replaced with seats, in 1984, Red Sox owner Haywood Sullivan commemorated the location of Williams' feet with a red seat back where Ted's home run landed. Every game, a different fan sits in section 42, row 37, seat 21, but no one has hit a ball as far as the red seat since Ted Williams.
Ted Williams, I mean, Ted Williams is almost to me like Pete Rose, but with power. You know, Ted Williams, he was one of the few batters to hit over 400 home runs at the time. I mean, he ended up with 521 home runs, 2,654 hits, a career average of 344, which would be good for a season. But I mean, the guy played over 20 years, so you got to think about that. And he was a 19-time All-Star, two-time AL MVP, two-time Triple Crown, six-time AL batting champion, four-time AL home run leader, four-time AL RBI leader. I mean, his jersey number 9 was retired by the Boston Red Sox. He was on the Major League Baseball All-Century team, and he had an MLB record 482 career on-base percentage 1 year. So he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1966. One of the more impressive aspects of Ted Williams, though, was the fact that he left baseball at the peak of his powers to serve in the military. He fought in World War II from 1942 to 1945 in the Navy and Marine Corps. So, I mean, when somebody was that major of an athlete, a lot of times they were able to avoid war, but he went head on into the war and eventually ended up coming back to baseball. And still, I mean, he didn't miss a beat. He was still batting high, and he had an impressive on-base percentage, even in being like a 40-year-old baseball player at the end of his career. So impressive record by, Ted Williams. And perhaps one of the more impressive feats is that he remains the person to have hit the furthest home run in Fenway Park.
Just as Williams appears, in a sense, to begin drowning in his own reflection, his performance propels his popularity skyward again as he pursues one of hitting's holiest numbers in just his third season in the majors.
Few of us remember that he was only 23 years old. And if you think of hitting 300 as our general level of excellence, hitting 400 is transcendent. It transcends what seems to be even physically possible, as some say, 2 for 5 every day for an entire season.
Personally, the 400 thing got bigger as the season went on, you know, because a lot of guys hit 400 for 2 months a year, but then here's 3 and now here's 4. Geez, I'm hitting 412, 413, you know?
Inseparable with Ted Williams hitting 400 is the story of how he hit it. Because it's a kind of great American fable of doing the right thing, the noble thing.
Final day of the season, the Red Sox were playing a doubleheader, and he went into the last day hitting 399.5. It would have been rounded up. So Joe Cronin, the manager, said that, you know, he might bench Ted.
Honest to goodness, I never give it a thought that I wasn't going to play. I never give it a thought.
So he comes out and he does the unbelievable. He goes 6 for 8 in those last two games. And that vaults the average from 399 to 406. That earns him a whole level of respect that he wouldn't have had otherwise.
That was his really defining moment.
If I look back now, I'm glad that's the way it happened, because they'd always say, well, he might not have done it if I had sat out. So
yeah.
As it turned out, I'm glad that I did play.
I mean, no one has hit 400 since. Probably no one ever will.
Ted Williams. I mean, the red seat in Fenway Park is still dedicated to Ted Williams after hitting a monster home run that still is yet to be topped. I mean, I would have thought that Big Poppy would have topped that at some point during his career, but David Ortiz, of course, retired this year, was never able to get to that mark. And perhaps one of the more interesting aspects of Ted Williams is that he was cryogenically frozen and is still cryogenically frozen, which is not really like a popular means of you know, celebrating somebody's death. But
Zach, come on. They think he's going to come back. They're going to thaw him out.
You know, if they did, he might still be able to hit better than some of the people batting now.
But not without his head. They cut his head off. As part of this process of freezing him, they took his head off and they froze his head beside him, according to rumor.
That part almost seems to defeat the purpose of freezing him, to remove his head, if you think about it.
Well, I'm not into freezing. Put it this way, I think once you're dead, you're worm food, no doubt about that. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk college football at 40 minutes past the hour with the coach, John Johnson of Ohio State. Of course, Ohio State number two in the top four as we speak. But who knows what happens. They'll stay in the top four, no doubt about that. But will they drop to number three after tomorrow? We'll see what's happening as far as the college rankings are concerned next weekend. Straight up, we'll talk college football at 40 after. In a few minutes, we'll talk the A7FL, 7-on-7 football, no pads. I'll talk with Ryan, of course, DePaul. Of course, he's a man that puts his league on. He's a great guy, good guy. Has some issues as far as concussions are concerned. Decided he would come up with some football that wasn't concussion-driven. Guess what? This 7-on-7 football's a bit of a blast. Straight up, not tag flag football, per se, tackle football, but no helmets, so nobody's getting killed. Straight up, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And after that, Zach and I will give you our bets of the week. Of course, week number 11, the NFL. You still got to love those Raiders. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Taco Man. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, the All-Stars. Of course, back in the studio here in the City by the Bay, the man pulling all the buttons, Mr. Scott Cuddy and Zach Attack Young, coming to us from his social club in the City of Angels. Take that back to Beverly Hills, California. Once again, open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to live Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco to All Stars from San Francisco, California.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
The 2016 A7FL season is over with. 2017 is right around the corner, and this entire season will be broadcasted on the internet live. Ryan DePaul, talk to me about it.
Hey, we're, you know, really looking forward to this upcoming season. You know, for those of you listeners who don't know, it's a full contact, 7-on-7, no Pez football league. We're heading into 2017. Things are looking really good. We got Baltimore coming in strong, New Jersey, teams out of California, Pennsylvania, and Brooklyn right now. I can't wait. You know, it's awesome. We're going to be bringing to you live next year. Some of the games are going to be live streamed on the A7FL.tv website. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait.
That's been so cool because I got to watch a couple of games this year, and I thought it was pretty entertaining, and it's quick. And it's an alternative to brain-dead football. And, of course, I call it brain-dead football because so many guys – injured. I don't know if I told you this, but as a boxing announcer, I interviewed Mark Gastineau when he had his 4th professional fight, and he couldn't talk. And I was wondering why. And I said, this guy's all punchy. And he's only had 4 fights. So I went to the promoter. The promoter says, that's not from boxing. That's from football. So I had no idea that football had that kind of, you know, those serious, serious effects. And, of course, CT now big in the headlines. But the idea of no pads and no helmets, people aren't getting concussions, are they?
It's a full contact sport. You can always get smacked in the head, even if you're playing flag, even if you're playing basketball. So, you know, I'm not ignorant of the fact that it's not possible. You could definitely bounce your head off the turf, just like, you know, you could fall in basketball or something. But what you're not getting is the repetitive shots to the head that you get when you have a helmet on. When you play football with pads, it's unavoidable to take even small repetitive shots. That's the same thing as getting peppered by jabs by a boxer. Whereas when you don't have the helmet on, you're not so quick to throw your head in there. You can play an entire game and not take one shot to the head.
You know,
I played in this league. I could speak to, you know, the physicalities of it. You can play an entire game without getting hit in the head, and it's impossible to do that in football with helmets.
You know, I've interviewed football players, and one guy told me, I'll go off the record with his name, but he told me that he suffered concussions the first day of training camp, and he would suffer 7 or 8 a season. Finally, he had to retire, but imagine that the first day of training camp, the first hit that he took, he suffered a concussion every year.
It's not shocking at all. I mean, when you watch the movie Concussion and he does that little demonstration, you know, with the egg inside of the mayonnaise jar or whatever it was, that egg busts on the first shot too, you know? So it's, not shocking to me at all. But, you know, the thing is with the guys with the helmet, it's the best weapon that they have. You know, when I played football with the helmet on, I felt so comfortable hitting with my head because it didn't hurt. You know, you didn't really know the damage that you were doing back then. They weren't so up on it. But It's a weapon. It's a weapon. They lead with their best weapon. It works better when you remove it.
Much like boxing, the headgear was like a how can I put this? It sort of gave you a little false sense of security, but it's really not a false sense of security. It was always allowing you to take hot shots you probably shouldn't have took, because if the headgear was off, I might have slipped a few more punches. Who knows? Anyway, when you guys do these ends arounds, you guys do all these trick plays and this and that, is that part of the novelty of 7-on-7 football?
I mean, you can still run a lot of the traditional stuff. Actually, you can run all the traditional stuff you've seen, you know, eye formation, wishbone, but starting with the ball in your hand, not having to snap the ball, you know, takes an action out of the equation on offense, which allows, you know, for the quarterback to break these plays off a lot faster. So you're going to see some cool reverses, some wildcat. And you don't always need to have your traditional style quarterback at the helm. You can put an athlete back there that's going to run around and make headaches for you. So it's a very interesting game. It's fast-paced, high-scoring. There's a lot of good hits. You know, we narrow the field. It's not as wide as the traditional field. We only play sideline, far hash mark. It forces the action in tight. We still got to go for that 100-yard grind, you know, which makes drives interesting. It's an awesome game. I love the game.
So when does the 2017 season start?
April 2nd.
And where is that going to be?
We're going to be playing in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Baltimore. We have some fall preseasons going on right now out in California and New Mexico. So they're kind of fiddling around with some teams and fields and trying to see if they can get their spring season up and running. But right now we're guaranteed in these three states up in the Northeast, Maryland, Baltimore, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
California seems it would be a natural, I mean, especially for this time of the year, because, we don't have a whole lot of winter out here.
It is. I mean, we get a ton of players out there contacting us all the time. They want to play. See, the thing is, it's not so widely accepted yet. People aren't just willing to accept the fact that, hey, this is a safer game. You would never think that right away because you see, all these guys putting the pads on. You figure they must know what they're doing. But we tailored the game to make it safer. Once people start understanding why it's safer and it's widely accepted, you're going to see a ton of guys that are going to want to come out and play this. In fact, I can't wait to see the youth play it, because if I had a son, this is the type of football I'd want to have him in. I wouldn't put a helmet on the kid.
See, you and I are of the same mindset because we've lived through it ourselves, correct?
Yeah, I actually had to stop playing football my freshman year. I went to a small Division III school out in New Jersey, and I play a lot of special teams, as freshmen usually do, and that's where the biggest impacts occur. And I just couldn't shake it. Nothing I could do. I just couldn't get rid of the concussion. That was it. Played in this league when we started up. I played in this league for 10 years. For 10 years, I played this style of football. No concussions. It was 5 years after college that I was still desperate to play football, and I assembled this, got it going, and some things started happening over the last couple of years, and now we're here.
Ryan DePaul is our guest. Of course, he's a man that runs A7FL, the non-contact, non-pads football team. No helmets. Bottom line is just straight-up football. And I'm going to read something from the website. It says, fans, are you ready for some football, real American football? The A7FL is the world's largest full-contact, no-pads football league. Join us from around the world as we live stream our fourth season in 2017. There's unmistakable fire that burns in the hearts and souls of football players across the country. The need to compete, the need to elevate your self-preserved warrior status is still burning. Free agents, check out a7fl.com. That's the website. Ryan, so you're drafting. I mean, guys are coming in. Guys want to play, and that's really good. I mean, I'm going to be behind you as much as I can. I need you to get to me real soon before the 2017 season so we could talk and sort of pump up the 17 season for us, okay?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate you having me on, and thanks for covering us once again. I hear a lot of great things about the show. Awesome, man. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it, Ryan. Here's what's up. We need a team in San Francisco.
I'm not so familiar with the geography out there.
Yeah.
I know right now in Chowchilla, we have some scrimmaging going on actually this weekend where guys are starting to try to assemble and get things moving. I think that's somewhere near San Diego.
Yeah, Chowchilla.
I was actually born in San Francisco myself, but my parents moved me out to Jersey when I was about 5 months old. I've never been back. So give me an excuse to come back.
It's not against the law. You can return. You can return.
Yeah,
not, but here's what's up. You've got to be able to afford it.
I know. Hey, it's expensive living out there. Now, the East Coast up here, too.
Yeah,
same deal, man. But I know San Fran is more than us. Yeah, it's crazy.
No doubt about it. So when will the first game of the season begin?
April 2nd, Sunday. You'll see us out in Baltimore, New Jersey, and out in Pennsylvania.
as you know, those three states will eventually dwindle down to a playoff bracket, you know, to play for a Northeast championship.
Folks, there you have it. A7FL, 7-on-7 football, no helmets. Bottom line is good stuff. Athletics, it's best, of course, by exciting sports. A7FL.com is the website. Ryan DePaul is the godfather of A7FL. Ryan, we thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Hey, man. Appreciate it.
Ryan DePaul, A7FL.com. Check out the website. Check them out on YouTube. I think that's going to become a more and more exciting game as it expands and more people get hip to it. Bottom line is it's time to talk the NFL tomorrow. Of course, Miami at Baltimore. Zachary, Baltimore is a 3.5-point favorite. Miami, not worthy.
I think Baltimore proved something last week. I would favor Baltimore in that one.
Okay, the 49ers and Colin Kaepernick in Chicago. Chicago's only a 1.5 favorite.
Yeah, that's surprising. You know, I think the 49ers are actually going to win that. Colin Kaepernick has been playing well, especially last game. He had a really great game, so I think they'll win.
KC in Atlanta. Atlanta, 4.5-point favorites.
KC, yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, Atlanta's playing better than KC right now. And they're in Atlanta, so that's always a plus.
Okay, let's spend some time talking about the Oakland Raiders. I talk about Week 11. I said it was Week 11 because the Raiders are 8-2, and I only look at the Oakland Raiders now. Isn't that funny? You only like focus on your local team, and of course, they weren't my local team per se because they were always the secondary team for the most part to the 49ers. But tomorrow, Buffalo at Oakland. Buffalo is a 3-point. Taking it back, Oakland is a 3-point favorite.
Yeah, Oakland. I mean, I could see why. Oakland is playing really well. They've got one of the best offenses in the league, so Oakland should be a favorite.
Okay, so are we talking about a special bet there? Is Oakland the team you're going to bet on until they lose?
I think so. I mean, I honestly, they might be the best team in the AFC right now. I think I'd favor them over the Patriots without Gronkowski.
You know, I'm going to tell you this. When teams were hot, when the 49ers were hot, when they went on those hot streaks, I bet them like you were crazy. We just bet them in the points. We were giving away 10, 11 points sometimes, 12 points. I gave away 12.5 points in the Super Bowl, and they won by 45-10, 35 points. I mean, it's incredible. Anyway, I think you got to go with hot teams right now. The Oakland Raiders are the hottest team in the NFL, and I'm going with the Raiders tomorrow. 1,100 to win a big one.
Oh, yeah, the Raiders. I mean, they're on a roll right now. What can you say? Michael Crabtree, former 49ers, having a great year this year. Amari Cooper, Alabama alum, is also having a great year. So they got a very solid receiving core. And Derek Carr, I mean, he's thrown like 20 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. That's an impressive ratio.
Derek Carr. What a great way to forget about Jamarcus Russell. Every time I mention Jamarcus Russell, the Oakland Raider fan in me just gets sick. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. Let me remind you that Zach Attack returns tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Of course, we'll talk about Zach Attack Young, the no-holds bar, 2 hours of no-holds bar, MMA and boxing and MMA tomorrow with pro wrestling. 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, no-holds bar. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Next up, Coach John Johnson.
For he's a jolly good fellow, when nobody can deny.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Picture of a beauty queen, Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time for Coach's Corner with Johnny Taco and Coach John Johnson, former Ohio State backfield coach. We'll take your phone calls on Skype as well as 1-800-878-7529. Here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition.
The battle cry of the Ohio State Buckeyes means the coach is in the house. Coach John Johnson. Coach, how's life treating you?
Doing fine, buddy. Doing fine.
Okay, lay out the playoff scenario for me as we know it right now.
Well, it'll be Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, and Washington 4. And that puts Alabama against Washington and Ohio State against Clemson.
Ohio State against Clemson. Now, would you rather like take on the number one team going in or the number two?
I'd rather play Alabama first, and we did a couple of years ago when we went on and won the national championship. And I'd rather play them first, but we don't have any choice. We'll play whoever they say we got to play.
And where were you play? Were they play at home? Were they playing Ohio State or what?
Ohio State will play out at the Fiesta Bowl out in
Phoenix.
And I'm not sure where Alabama and Washington play. And I think the final game is in Tampa, Florida.
Is this new concept, is the playoff system, do you like it?
Yeah, a lot of people think there should be 8 teams instead of 4. In Division 2, 3, and 4, and so they play several games, after the season. They keep playing. They have a playoff situation like that. Now, whether or not the big schools are ever going to do that or not, I don't know. But they're making their billions now, so it's whether they want to make some more billions. It's a disgrace that they don't take care of the athletes.
Big stinks this week coming out of some people in the NFL over the marijuana policy, how they will give you all the Vicodins you want. Of course, the Vicodins will tear your intestines apart and destroy you and all that kind of good stuff. But marijuana is still taboo. But now they're talking about making some moves because, you know, all these state governments around the country are legalizing it. Who the hell is the NFL to say no?
Well, they are, but the bottom line is, what's the disgrace is recently the one guy gets a game suspension for domestic violence and the other guy gets suspended forever for smoking pot. But the thing about it is that's another situation where you have a total monopoly as far as the NFL is concerned with the owners and the business itself. You know, it's striking they don't pay any taxes, but
they really don't pay any taxes? Come on.
Yeah, the NFL doesn't pay any taxes. That's a non-profit organization, the NFL is.
Okay. Yeah. Coach John Johnson's our guest, folks. Home of Ohio State Buckeyes backfield coach. Of course, the man that mastered the greatest upset in all of sports history when he melted down Iron Mike Tyson in February of 1990. Of course, he being the controller, the manager of James Buster Douglas. And, Coach, do you realize that when I say that is the biggest upset in sports history and that you orchestrated this, you and Peyton Scher, you guys came together and got Buster this fight? I mean, do you realize how what that means, what kind of legacy that involves?
Well, you know, I thought a couple of times, in fact, it was brought up today, the fact that it brought, as far as Columbus concerned, it brought more worldwide attention to the city than, of course, any other sporting event in history. But also, I even thought about today, I've seen this thing where it's at the Hall of Fame, they're going to announce it in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, if you would have said, before Buster fought Mike Tyson, would Buster Douglas deserve to be in the Hall of Fame if he beats Mike Tyson? It'd be 1,000% people saying yes. And he'll probably never get in it because what happened afterwards and so on, you know.
Well, you know,
but
what?
You think about it. Just think about that. Hell, everybody said, sure, we'll put him in the, we'll make him president if he beats Mike Tyson.
But he beat Mike Tyson at the top of his game.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson had never been dented before and nothing like that. Buster just melted him down.
Yeah, for sure. Beat his butt.
Beat his butt. I know, and of course you were very cocky about that going in, and I got to tell you, Coach, I was like, wow, this guy's really confident. Buster's confident, but you were so confident, you were like,
I thought we'd make him quit. I thought we'd make him quit. I thought we'd beat up on him for 6-7 rounds, and he'd say, I thought the bully in him would say, that's enough. But I'll tell you one thing. I love him and give him credit. Like, I went a lot of years without seeing him after that fight, and I told him the same thing. Hey, he was fighting to the death. He got up, and he would have been knocked out for a long time if the ref would have let it go,
but he
tried to get up now. There was no quit in him.
There was no quitting Mike Tyson that night. No, he was. I mean, when he was trying to get that mouthpiece back in his mouth, rolling around on the ground, you know, he reminded me of the time. I think the guy I saw strain the most ever to get up was when Roberto Duran got knocked down by Tommy Hearns in 1984. I was sitting on the first row there in Caesars Palace, the outdoor arena, and Duran got knocked down, and Duran was going, and he couldn't get up. He was going, he was trying to summon all the strength that he had to get up, and he couldn't get up, Coach. This is a When you are knocked out, that's like, I've never been knocked out, but that is something I don't want to ever experience. But I tell you, it's another world.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, so what are you doing now? You've got some hot boxers right now. What's happening with the talent you got now?
I just had a kid make his pro debut a couple weeks ago that I like a lot. Fighting as a light heavy and going to be a super middle, I hope. Nice, strong amateur background that was in the Olympic trials. And then I've got two guys fighting up in Detroit on the 16th, and we're fighting against undefeated guys. And I told the matchmaker today, hey, you tell them we're coming up there to win.
You do realize, though, that you're
worried about them being undefeated.
You do realize that there's been rumors that some of the boxing out of Detroit has been controlled by the Russian mob, and there's been like 100 people or one card had 65 paid people to it. Another card had 125 people. How do they stay open with those kind of gates?
I don't know. I'm working with a guy named Carlos Linus, who seemed like a great guy. I've worked with him a lot. and I think the promoter's name is Greg Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's his name. So
Greg Cohen.
I really don't know him, you know. And so I really don't know anything about that.
So what's up with Buster?
I don't remember even meeting any Russian guys up in Detroit.
Yeah, that's because they're all behind the scenes. What's happening with Buster? What's James doing these days?
He's working as a boxing coach at Thompson Recreation Center, and loving it. He just totally loves it. And in fact, he tried to get me to go to Ohio State game, basketball game today, and I had something else committed. And my son Johnny went with him. So, but he's doing good. He's real happy with what he's doing, and that's a huge part of being happy in life. If you don't regret, or if you're happy when you're going to work.
Okay. 26 years removed from the aforementioned greatest upset in sports history, how has your life changed, John Johnson?
Well, it changed a lot. I've been able to do. I recently did this great charity event to help some people that really needed help, and it was a great success. We had over 500 people, and I've got another one I'm doing this spring out in Dallas, Texas, to honor my great friend who played Ohio State, Ron Springs, who later on became a cowboy and was diabetic, and Everson Walls gave him a kidney to keep him from dying, but then after that, he was having a cyst taken off his arm, and I talked to him the day before he had that happen, and they couldn't find a needle. I couldn't find a vein in his wrist or his arm,
yeah,
and put it in his neck, and instead of hitting a vein, hit an artery and paralyzed his brain, and he never did come out of it, you know. But it's just going to be an unbelievable charity fundraiser for his Ron Springs Gift of Life Foundation, and we're doing it at the Star, Jerry Jones's new facility there.
Mm-hmm. So, Coach, when
we got the great Zeke Elliott there.
Yeah.
Who could be mayor of Dallas right now if he wanted to be.
Ezekiel Elliott. Tell him, listen, since he's got connections down there, tell him to find out why the police department let Kennedy get killed.
Why? Let who get killed?
Why did the police department allow Kennedy to get killed down there? So Ezekiel's got juice down there. Maybe he can find out for us.
Yeah.
We've been trying to find out for 53 years, Coach.
Yeah. I don't think right now that's a part of what he's thinking about.
I'm just joking, you know that. All right, so the college football players, when they get off and rolling, are you going out to Scottsdale? Are you going making your way west or what?
I don't know right now. A lot of it depends. Depends on what's happening, especially with my fighters and so on. And we're trying to put a movie together, so I have other things that take priority over that, I can watch them on TV too. So
that's true. One more thing before I let you go, Gennady Golovkin, the middleweight, the 160 pounder from Russia, I think he's the real deal. What do you think?
Yeah, that's the kid that you're talking about that Abel's got.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's so far he has been.
Okay, now I'll put you on the spot one more time. Who won the fight between Sergey Kovalev and Andre Ward a couple of weeks ago? Very controversial ending.
I can't tell you because I honestly have not watched it.
Oh, it wasn't that great of a fight, but I thought it was pretty one-sided anyway. You tell me what you think. Yeah. Coach John Johnson, we'll talk before the playoffs. All the best. Say hello to the family for me.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Love you, buddy.
Coach John Johnson of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand? Yeah, that Greek weightlifter gangster slapped that guy for not voting for him. So guess what? Talk to the hand. Don't talk to the hand. Wanted to dedicate this segment of Sports Overnight America, Johnny talking to his all-stars, to my WBO brother. I'm talking about WBO ratings committee member Luis A. Perez, fighting for his life in Puerto Rico as I speak. May God be with you and your family, Luis Perez. You are tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast. That was from the not-so-good news to the good news. Zachary, what's happening in L.A.? L.A. is like a hornet's nest right now, especially with the Rams. The Rams had, of course, not doing all that well, getting the points run up on them. Talk to me about the Rams.
The Rams, I think, are in need of a new coach, and I think it's going to make it a little bit easier considering the current coach didn't like the current like living legend Ram, Eric Dickerson, was critical of his techniques. And he actually banned Eric Dickerson from the sidelines. So that's not a great look. And if you're going to have to choose between Eric Dickerson and Jeff Fisher, I think you got to go with the L.A. Rams legend. Where do you go on that, Taco?
Jeez, man, that's not even a hard one to make there. And you know the Rams, of course, unless they turn things around here, Mr. Fisher's probably, his days are numbered now. How's our favorite quarterback doing?
Jared Goff, he threw 3 touchdown passes last week. I mean, he also threw an interception, but I'll take the 3 touchdown passes. He seems to be – I could see why he was drafted that high. And, I mean, he doesn't have a great receiving core, so if he gets some more weapons, I think he really does have a future in the National Football League.
Is he having to run for his life?
No, I mean, they've protected him fairly decently. He's been hit a couple times, but that was mostly due to him not really being aware of how to get out of the pocket or how to just, like, let the ball go, you know, and throw it away.
So is L.A. rocking and rolling? I mean, is Inglewood happening? Are people coming alive? Is this football thing, is it citywide? Is it community-wide? I mean, because up here when the Niners or the Raiders play, you know, and they're in contention – the world comes to a stop. Is the world coming to a stop when the Rams play?
Well, the Rams aren't in contention, so it's. I would say that the stadium is very full. They've kept their attendance up the entire time. The TV ratings I've heard aren't the greatest, but in terms of like the actual in-stadium attendance, it's been very good. It's been anywhere from 70,000 to 90,000, which is a lot of people at a game.
So that's probably they're probably going to come off with the best record home attendance of the league this year.
It would appear that way, and I mean, the Coliseum, it's not a bad place to watch a football game. There's not really a bad seat in the stadium.
Okay. Joey Bosa is not making an impact with the San Diego Chargers I thought he was going to make. Why?
Well, maybe he'll make one with the L.A. Chargers. I mean, they're supposed to be moving to L.A. too. I think what it comes down to is the Chargers, they're kind of shorthanded. They have a lot of injuries, and I think that would make it tough for a rookie to be able to step up like that.
Zach Attack, solid weekend, no doubt about that. I mean, you are the man, no doubt about that. When I picked you as an all-star, it was because I knew how to pick geniuses, folks. And you surround yourself with geniuses, you always look good. Week in and week out, Zach, you make me look good.
Well, that means a lot coming from a genius. Thank you, Taco Man.
The great Zach Attack Young, of course, the father of Jasmine Young. You guys will be spending Christmas together 2016, right?
Yes, we will, and I hope that you have a great Christmas as well this year.
Okay, and I want you to... Jasmine's going to make her radio debut in a couple of weeks.
Let's hope so.
Okay, let's have a good time. Zach, have a great weekend.
You too.
No Holds Barred. Don't forget, Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific, I'm right here on Sports Byline. It's No Holds Barred. Zach Attack Young and myself take on the world of pro wrestling, the world of pro boxing, and mixed martial arts as well. And, of course, tomorrow, the standard, the old standard, the flag bearer. Of course, talk about the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. Till next time, thank you so much for tuning in. I am the Taco Man, live from San Francisco, California, and the Sports Byline Studios.